Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
We're going to be throwing open the phone lines. We got to talk to you girls. We really do. Yeah. Why is that, Katie Cat?
Well, because yesterday I was in the store. I was at the self-checkout, and I'm rummaging for my wallet, right? And it's all the way down at the bottom of my purse. So I grab it, and I pull it out, and at the same time, three packets of Texas Pete hot sauce fell out of my purse.
Yes!
And not only that, like, I had many condiments in there. There was some soy sauce. There was a Chick-fil-A sauce packet in there. And I keep condiments in my purse at all times. Like, you never know when you're going to need some umami, right? So that's why we were talking about this. And I was like, I guarantee you ladies have food and other random things in their purse like that.
First things first.
What?
That's going to come in handy one day when you are stranded in a blizzard and you've come off the side of the road and you're down in a ditch where nobody can see you.
That's what I mean.
And you are going to survive off your condiment packets.
It is my survival instincts as to why I have condiments in my purse. I mean, that hot mustard isn't there for nothing.
It's going to save your life one of these days. I guarantee you that.
Thank you.
Second, phone lines are open. I would love to talk to all the ladies out there carrying around your designer purses.
Yeah.
Or your Walmart purse. I don't care. What's the weird, unique, interesting thing that you have either right now in your purse or that you have in the past?
Yeah.
You did that thing where you dumped it out on the bed before a night out, right?
That's where that is.
To swap purses.
Yes.
And you're like, what the hell is that doing in there? One of my most favorite stories is from my wife, Knick Knack, who dumped her purse out one day. And a chicken nugget came out.
See? No. In case she gets lost and needs some sustenance, there's that chicken nugget.
Chicken nugget.
See?
Was in her little coach purse that she had. And so, yes, one of the kids or something had happened, and there was a chicken nugget in the purse. So she's like, what the heck? And it looked like it was still edible, too.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, probably was.
I'm not going to lie. I should have taken a bite out of it.
Staple.
I should have found you with the condiments dipped it into something.
I used to have just a bottle of hot sauce in my purse, but that was really hard to get through customs and through the, on an airplane.
Too much liquid.
That's why I started with the packets, because they don't flag those. So you can get right through security, no problem.
Well, listen, I know all you ladies are listening because you are just belittling me on the text line.
Good job, ladies.
So come on. We want to talk to you. Think about your purse. Past, present, now, whatever. What's the weird stuff that you guys are carrying around? That thing is like a black hole. No Name wrote in and said, I have two screwdrivers in my purse right now. No idea why. Somebody wrote in and said, Jer, I'll up your wife's chicken nugget. I once found a meatball in my purse after an Olive Garden trip.
On top of spaghetti, right?
All covered in cheese.
You lost my poor meatball.
When somebody sneezed. Sarah wrote in and said, I actually just dumped out my purse 2 days ago, and there was a receipt in there from Borders Books.
Oh,
she says, apparently my purse is a museum. Yeah, how long has Borders been closed down?
Yeah.
It might be time to get yourself a new purse, girl. 303-691-1649 if you'd like to sound off about the things that are lurking down in your purse. Here is Abby. Hi, Abby.
Hi.
Hi. You're so sweet. What do you have in your purse?
Well, I mean, I've been accused of having everything in my purse. My kids can need tweezers or a pair of scissors or a crayon, and I've got it all. It's a thing. But my kids evidently thought that I needed one day to zip up dog food in my purse to go, that I needed it zipped up in the pockets of my purse.
Oh.
Hey, you never know when you might come across a stray, right?
Random kibble.
Well, you never know. I mean, I have four dogs, so you never know if I have another one, just a to-go dog or something. The worst of it was that she added a little bit of the wet dog food that I have.
Oh, no, Abby, no.
Just a little bit. So it wasn't enough to make a big, huge mess, but enough. It was enough.
That's hilarious. You know what? It's funny, though. You hit the nail on the head, like being a mom, you can go to Knick Knack and be like, hey, do you have nail clippers and a Band-Aid and three hair ties? And she'll be like, yeah, here you go.
Right? Probably.
Absolutely. Do you have peanut butter? Do you have a sandwich in there? Yeah. Yeah, I do.
How'd you know?
You know what is shocking with my wife is the amount of random, like, granola bars that she also has in her purse. Like, there's constantly granola bars just hanging out in the bottom of the purse. Like, if you're... Go ahead.
You always need one. You always have a protein bar, a granola bar. You always need something. And when I tote around, I have five. So if I'm toting around three of my five, then I always have what they call a snack bag. It's just a little square, like, tote. And I always have snacks in there. You know, it could be chips, granola bars, fruit snacks, whatever, juice, everything.
I need to hang out with you. I need an applesauce packet and a fruit strip immediately, Abby.
Yeah, well, when you have five kiddos, Abby, one of them's always hungry, right?
You know, then you carry a thermal one for, you know, cheese sticks. And you got to be prepared.
You are on duty. Abby, thank you for the laughs. Great call. Have a great day.
Absolutely.
All right,
thank
bye.
You.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye, Abby.
If any other ladies want to sound off, Josh is grabbing the lines, ringing here. 303-691-1649. Hang tight. He's going to talk to you here in a second. Here is Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Hey, girl. Somebody wrote in, it was a hot Angela. She says, I have an entire pharmacy in my purse. So she lists, like, everything. Neosporin, aspirin, Tylenol, an inhaler, and, like, the list goes on and on and on.
Compression, socks.
right, exactly. Eye drops. So funny. So what's in your purse, Sarah?
My daughter wants to tell you.
Oh, she did? Okay.
My
mom has emergency sugar packets in her purse.
Emergency sugar packets?
What's the sugar for?
It's for if I keep on talking and she's talking to her friend.
Nuh-uh. She gives you sugar packets just to make you quiet?
Yeah.
That's funny.
You got a funny mom.
She told on you.
You got a
not quite true. It's when she get out of hand, gets too wild. I have to calm her down with sugar.
Oh yeah, that'll bring her right down.
Yeah, I know,
pump
right?
some sugar into her, Sarah.
Actually, it does.
Uh huh. You're acting crazy. Eat some sugar.
Calm down, kid.
Calm down, honey.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's cool. Say bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Have fun at school. Oh, how cute. She totally told on her mom.
She just wants me to shut up, so she gives me sugar packets. Okay, that is dang funny right
that's
there.
Good.
Josh is saying we need to talk to Kelly because she's ready to shank somebody at any moment.
Oh, goodness.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Hey, girl. All right, so what's the unique thing in your purse?
Well, I have a pocket knife in my purse that's not mine.
Uh-oh. Are you an accessory to a crime?
No, we went to the sand dunes, and my son was running around and just playing up and down the hills, and he saw something black sticking out, and he picked it up. And it was a pocket knife, and so I threw it in my purse, not knowing what else to do with it, and it's still there.
Whoa, yeah, what do you do with that?
I know.
I think I would throw that away, because it could be used in a crime. Now your handprints are all over it.
Now you're an accessory.
Oh, no.
But side note, too, it's a good thing he found that. You don't want to be rolling around in the sand and get, you know, shanked in the back or something.
Well, and he just told me that it was open when he found it, which I didn't realize. So he kept someone from getting hurt.
Yeah, he's a hero.
Wow.
Take him to lunch today and buy him some new Nikes, okay?
He'd love that.
All right, Kelly. Thank you for calling. Have a great day.
From JKJ.
Thank you. You too.
All right, bye.
Bye, Kelly.
So there's a couple funny ones on the text line.
Yeah, well, this one from Angela, total boy mom right here, right? She says, I rarely carry a purse. The other day, I took it to the grocery store when I went to get my wallet. My son's baseball cup was in there.
Oh,
oh, it's so gross. And then Linda, she texted in and said that she saw a spider in her purse twice last week.
Really?
Oh, my God. That
absolutely
would freak
not.
Me out.
Get rid of the purse.
In my purse.
Her coworkers were very impressed with her vocabulary, is what she said.
She strung a few together, huh?
Came up with some new words there. But, there's, you know what? The purse is a place of mystery. You never know what's going to be in there. Even if it is your purse, chances are you didn't put something in there. So,
well, that's funny you bring that up because two came in from ladies talking about their husbands. One, she says, I got another Target candle and it's hiding in my purse right now because I don't want my husband to find another candle at the house. The second one came in and said, my husband snuck a potato into my purse while we were wandering around the grocery store. It's a purse potato. She's like, it's been in there for about a week. That's funny.
That's going to get stinky.
I think so. It's going to start growing things, right? And then Rachel wrote in and said, guys, I have a tiny fan in my purse. And she goes, well, you know, menopause.
Oh, yeah.